Hello, hello everyone. Good morning, good evening and good afternoon. I'm your host Francesca Pinillo and welcome to a brand new episode of the Verimed Stories podcast. So today I'm joined by none other, our Chief People Officer Tom Seymour, and we are going to talk about the values at Verimed, why they're important and what makes Verimed special. So hello Tom, welcome. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me, my second time. Which is great. Thanks, Francesca.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is your second time on the podcast. Can you remember what your first episode was?
I think the first one was just introducing me to Verimed, and I don't think they hadn't had a chief people officer before, so it was just an intro about myself and what we were going to be doing over the next, you know, foreseeable future to kind of keep Verimed's people focus front and center and keep helping to support the growth from a people perspective. So yeah, great to be here again.
Yeah, and I think that ties in really nicely with the topic that we've got today, which is on the values. So yeah, our new values, they launched a few months ago, right?
Yeah, we've done like three phases. So I'd say first phase was kind of analysis. So were the values still right for our organization? We've grown a lot in a lot of different countries. We've opened in the US, we've opened in India. We've still got, you know, a huge presence in the UK, still got a good presence in Spain and France and Germany. We just hit 50 people in Ukraine.
Yeah, nice. So, I was going to say, don't forget Ukraine.
Save the best to last.
Yep.
So we just wanted to get everyone together and see what people thought. So maybe they would stay the same and maybe they wouldn't, and just see where it went. And it was a fantastic project. So phase one was kind of getting everyone together, focus groups, and we did a questionnaire. So over 120 people.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, contributed in various ways, and brilliant focus groups and a lot of good data, qualitative and quantitative, to see where we would end up. And because we want our values to reflect who we are, because they're kind of our calling card, they're our flag that we wave, and they run through everything that we do and that we are at Verimed. And, you know, when we say people focused, like, what does that actually mean? So, phase one was a fantastic project.
How long did that take? Was it over like a few months or a lot longer?
Yeah, it was a few months. People are very busy and got a lot of different conflicting priorities. So we didn't put too much pressure on. We wanted people to feel relaxed and able to be, you know, comfortable when they're answering and not, you know, busy. So yeah, it took a few months, but it was well worth it. And we've come out with some interesting results, should I say.
Nice. Yeah. So you said there were three phases. What was the second and the third phase, or am I like jumping ahead here?
No, that's good. We can go. So phase one was a cross-section of our Verimed team, by location and by function and by seniority. And these were called our culture champions. And they did something called an I Am, which is from a brilliant company called Be Yourself at Work, headed up by Liz Villiani. We've become, you know, good friends through the process, and she's helping us think more about how you bring your best self to work. You don't have to be yourself at work, which is, you know, everyone has their levels. Some are very comfortable bringing all of themselves to work. Some people are comfortable with, you know, having very much a work posterior, and then, you know, being a bit more relaxed in social environments. But being your best self at work, like, and being able to look inside yourself and have a look at what your personal values are. So all the culture champions did a I am, and you get a report with your personal values, and that's like your heart, your bedrock, your motivators, and it's a really excellent process. It's not you know, it's not as heavy going as say DISC or Myers-Briggs, but
yeah, I was going to say I've done like a Myers-Briggs before.
Yeah, this isn't kind of putting you in a pigeonhole, even if those are both based in science, and they've both got some really good qualities. And I've used DISC in the past and been qualified to deliver DISC sessions. But this one's a bit more personal, and a bit, there is no box. There is just you. And there are no personality types. There, it is just you. So we got the culture champions to do that so that they could see what their I am profile looked like in terms of a personal value set. And the first phase is linked to the last phase. So I'll leave that as a cliffhanger. And then second phase would be sending out a bespoke version of the I am profile to everyone at Verimed via our LMS. Now, we haven't done this quite yet because we're waiting to launch the values, and part of this podcast is part of that project. But that would be for everyone to get an I am, or the vast majority of people to get an I am. Because then phase three would be like a little bit more like how we show up for our clients and how we show up for each other. So if you've got your personal I am, your personal value set, and we've been collaborative in setting our corporate values or our business values, which we have five of now, not three, you can marry the two up and see where your personal value set aligns to the business values, rather than creating, you know, these are our five values, these are our 10 behaviors, you must fit in. It's very much more like fluid than that. And
yeah, I like that.
What if your personal value set aligns with the Verimed value set, so you can get the best out of everyone, and you don't feel like you're conforming to a box?
Interesting. Yeah. I've never heard of that before, but I really like the approach. So I think that brings me on to like why we need values in the first place and why they're important. So could you talk a little bit around that?
Absolutely. So I think especially in a dispersed and hybrid and global situation, which a lot of businesses find themselves in, why do I turn up to work? Like, okay, I like my job, what does that mean? Or I like my coworkers, what does that mean? Or I like my CEO, what does that mean? FYI, all three of those things I do like, but what meaning does your work have? So like, what are you doing in your day-to-day that has an impact? And it's not just you get your to-do list done and great, and you shut your laptop. It's what am I contributing to? So that it, for me, values create a link between Verimed and the individual person that works at Verimed. And when you get alignment between business values and personal values, I think you get the best out of your employees, and you're able to support your employees' careers and help them develop in the best way that they possibly can. Externally, I also think it's important to tell our clients and our partners and all of our external stakeholders what Verimed stands for. And when we have all of our fantastic employees that go to our conferences and webinars and networking events, to be flying the genuine flag for Verimed, and being able to speak about those values or embody those values is incredibly important. Like, they're not just things we made up and put on a piece of paper to look like we treat people well. We treat people well, and we support our clients brilliantly. Like, we want to live them. So that's another reason why I think they're fantastically important. Performance management is another one. again, like I'm not really a fan of just kind of tick boxes. So aligning company values to performance, so not just what you've achieved, but how you've achieved them, any objectives, and making sure that your personal objectives that you set with your manager are aligned to the values and that you achieve those objectives in a meaningful way. But then they also link to the company objectives and the values linked to the company's objectives. So how Verimid wants to be in the workspace and in the economy is incredibly important. It's not just, you know, 3 out of 5, well done. It's not really useful anymore, I don't think. And, you know, especially I'm going to sound really old if I say workers today or employees today, but, you know, I think graduates and younger people and all ages actually are looking for more than just a job. I think they're looking for a meaningful impact in the work that they do.
I mean,
And I
we
think.
spend most of our life actually doing our job, so it needs to be something that fulfills you.
Yeah. And that you know is making a difference or that is aligned to something bigger. So that's another reason. And then linked to that is kind of talent management and succession. We want to make sure that we're developing our people, we're giving them the right training and learning and development to be able to develop their careers at Verimed. And I think it's important to ingrain the values through through objective and streamlined succession and talent planning so that, you know, we can invest in people's careers and not just be going out to the external market for recruitment needs, which sometimes we do need. Always good to inject new talent at all levels, but you know, we want to continue to create a brilliant assembly line of people managing their careers inside Verimed and us helping them with that. And then my favorite one is peer-to-peer recognition. So like we have our performance management, you have talent and succession, you have you know, business objectives, and you know, Verimed is a private company and we do need to be successful. But peer-to-peer recognition like is one of my favorite things and my best topics. And just being able to put your hand up and saying, you know, thank you, Francesca. You've really, you know, shown the Verimed value of X, and thank you. And showing that in front of everyone, I think is incredibly powerful. So we are going to be looking at how we recognize peers outside of any standard process in terms of our new values, which I think would be really great.
So yeah, lots to come then.
Yeah. Yeah,
Then
loads.
brings me coming back to the beginning then, right? So what was our starting point? So like, yeah, and I suppose from what they used to be, and then maybe why we wanted to evolve them.
Yeah. So, I don't know when these were put in. I started in November 22, but our three values were integrity, collaboration, and excellence. And right when I first started, I asked everyone what those words meant. So, what does integrity mean? What does collaboration mean? What does excellence mean? And we got so many amazing data points. You know, integrity, being accountable, owning mistakes, showing kindness, leading by example, you know, collaboration, embracing diversity and individuality, providing leadership and direction, working harmoniously, compromising, active listening, excellence, attention to detail, meeting deadlines, looking at the big picture, planning for success, being curious, being innovative. So much amazing data. I was like, wow, like, how are we gonna focus this down? Because it feels like everyone has got so much pride for what Verimed does and how we're a bit different to everyone else. So how do we kind of focus that down? So after the Culture Champions was set up, as I said, we did a two focus groups, people nominating themselves from all over the world, and then we did a culture survey which went out to to another 100 people. And then we brought all that qualitative data from the focus groups and the quantitative data from the questionnaire, and the culture champions had a couple of sessions, more than we thought, but great. Loads of good discussion. And we finally came up with our new values, which embodied the passion of all the behaviors that were I originally said at the start. They embodied the old values, but they added some new ones, especially, you know, considering our growth globally and in headcount terms. And I think they're brilliant, and they really do reflect who Beramed is in 2024. And they are belonging, you matter, responsive, globally agile, specialist excellence, integrity, and meaningful impact. So, you know, we talk a lot about being people focused. That first one, top of the list, like planting our flag, you know, we're inclusive of everyone. We treat people as individuals. We nurture talent because people do really genuinely matter to us. And we have a community feel that is collaborative, welcoming, and authentic. And, you know, each one of these, the responsive, specialist accent, integrity, and meaningful impact, have all got a little tagline, like the belonging you matter one I just read out. And I just feel like they're relevant, and we can really all get behind them as an organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And when do these plan on becoming integrated? Can't think of the right word, but yeah. Integrated.
So they're launched internally now, and we've got a number of projects off the back of that, so that, you know, they're on our internal intranet now. I launched them a couple of months ago, as we said. We're working on updating how we manage performance, and they're going to be ingrained into that. We're also working on the peer-to-peer recognition, as I said. And then we'll be planning phase two and phase three of the project in terms of getting everyone a personal value set. And then phase three of kind of getting that out there in the stratosphere. Everyone can get a little email banner with their personal values and how they align to the Beramed values. We can start using them for all the other things that I talked about in the previous question. So I would say it's going to be a forever project. It's never going to stop because we want to keep championing them. But I'd want kind of in a year's time to look back and everything that I thought I wanted to be done.
Yeah, I think that's what's nice about the approach that Beramed is taking, is that the values are fluid, you know, and they're dynamic and they're changing as the company changes. So I think every once in a while going back and reflecting on, do these still serve us, and can we enhance these and make them, you know, better in some way, shape or form. So I think that's came at a really nice time where Beramed, you know, have branched out into the US. You know, we've solidified our Ukraine team and we're branching out into like Spain and India and kind of having people in different places. So I think when so much has changed, it's nice to have the values reflect the different cultures we have and just the fact that we are growing and, you know, we're getting ourselves out there.
Yeah, and also for our clients to know that, you know, when I'd say we're people focused, like that has a positive impact on our clients and the work that we do for our clients. Like the way we are a community and the way that we treat our employees has a positive impact on client outcomes, which I think is incredibly important. And not a lot of people talk about, because I guess, you know, our people are almost, everyone says it, but without people, like, we wouldn't have a service to provide to our clients, so Beramed wouldn't exist. So you know, it's incredibly important that our clients know that we do what we say we do, and we absolutely do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is one of the things that makes Verimed special as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Is there anything else? Because I know this was kind of a question that I was going to ask, like, oh, like what makes Verimed special? But I think we've just naturally kind of came on to that topic. So is there anything else you want to add to that?
Wow, so much.
Like, I want to say it all.
Yeah. you know, it's a cheesy adage, but, you know, culture starts at the top. And what our co-founders, Matt Jones and Emma Jones, have built at Verimed in terms of a community and how the business is managed in a collaborative way. And I'm really glad that that value stayed. But I know, I don't want to speak for Matt and Emma, but I know their number one value is always integrity.
Yeah.
And everything's a lot easier when you've got integrity because you want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And no business is perfect. And everyone makes mistakes every day and every week. But if you act with integrity, it's so much easier to either hold your hands up and say, look, we didn't get this quite right, or to act with honesty and kindness when your starting point is integrity. I think everything else flows from that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think my kind of last question to you, just to put you on the spot, what of the Verimed values now do you resonate with the most? So we've got belonging, you matter, responsive, globally agile, specialist excellence, integrity, and meaningful impact. Like, what's the one that just calls to you?
I mean, I'm going to do the politician answer, which is like, obviously, all of them.
Obviously.
But weirdly for me, it's responsive, globally agile.
Mm.
Because the tagline for that is, with a curious, inquisitive approach, we use our initiative to be solution orientated. We think mm-hmm. ahead, and we're proactive in evolving and adapting to an ever-changing global environment. And I think, you know, today especially, if you're not curious and you're not inquisitive and you don't have initiative and you don't come with solutions, you can very quickly be overtaken. And
yeah.
We're all developing as people in this economy and in this world, and there's so much heartache and pain in the world right now. It seems on Boost News app, I can't even open it.
No, like, no, I get you.
If we can hold true to just being solution orientated and proactive and understanding that Verimed has to change to meet what's going on in the external context, if we can get our heads around that, then everything else follows, really, because that change mindset is really hard. And you know, I like to sit in the same desk every day. My desk is immaculate because I can't work in a dirty desk. And I get that, like, that agility is really difficult. But if you can roll the punches, especially now after COVID and cost of living crisis and supply chain crisis and inflation and interest rates and everything else, like, just keep coming with solutions, keep trying to push forward. I think that one for me out of all the five resonates the most.
Yeah. Yeah, Def, that was really inspiring, actually. So yeah, I think we're just going to finish now more for the internal Verimed staff here about just how these values are being communicated and things. So I know we had a staff meeting a few months ago where we launched the values, but what else is being done in that regard?
So they're on Connect right now, and which is our internal intranet, and we are getting Matt and Emma to do a little video.
Oh
yeah, that'll be live soon on what the Verimed values mean to them. As I said, we're going to be launching the new performance management module in our HR information system. So we're moving away from forms into the HR system, and the new values will be part of that new process. And the peer-to-peer recognition, which we're hoping to deliver this year as well. And we're doing a couple of other marketing things internally over the next quarters or two, so that people don't forget that they're there. Been a bit more of a gap than I would have liked in terms of launching them to get into where we are now. Yeah, we're making up for lost time a little bit. But internally, yeah, there'll be a lot coming in the next two quarters to make sure that everyone's fully aware. And then hopefully, start of next year will be the start of phase two, where we roll out everyone's profile on our LMS. So a lot coming down the track.
Nice. So yeah, everyone listening, keep your eyes out, keep your ears out, for it is coming.
Yes. It is.
Well, I think that is us come up to the end of the episode. So I just want to say thank you very much again, Tom, for joining me on the podcast. I really enjoyed this, and as I said, like found it really inspiring. So hopefully other people feel the same way when they listen to it.
Oh, hopefully. And any, you know, Verimeders, any feedback, if you want to help, or you want to do anything to kind of champion these, just let me know. Oh, one other thing we're doing, we obviously need to update our training, because we train everyone in our values when they start and yearly as a refresher. So we're completely rewriting and updating that training, and there's a great group working on that now. So that's coming soon as well.
Fab. Thank you so much, Tom.
Absolute pleasure.
Yep. Thank you all so much for listening. If you would like to be notified for any future episodes, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whichever podcast platform you're using. If you'd like to know more about Verimed, please visit our website at verimed.co.uk, or you can find us on LinkedIn. If you've got any questions about Verimed, or indeed the Verimed values, please feel free to reach out to myself on LinkedIn, and you can reach out to Tom as well. We're always happy to help. You can also find us on YouTube and Instagram at We Are Verimed. So thank you all so much for listening, and until next time, see you later.